I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence against Christians continues unabated in northern Nigeria. Attackers burnt down a church and two homes in Kaduna State on Sunday. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
Believers were attacked every Sunday this month. In most cases, Fulani herdsmen led the charge. They're now the biggest threat to Nigerian Christians, surpassing Boko Haram and the Islamic State. A deaf Nigerian Christian helped by Door International says deaf communities know about these groups and the threat they pose. However, if word gets out about a pending attack, deaf people are often the last to know. At our website, the leader describes a deaf Christian who came face to face with Boko Haram and survived. Pray for Door and his partners as they plan ways to reach the deaf in northern Nigeria. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And the International Criminal Court, or ICC, has ruled it has jurisdiction to hear certain criminal cases in Palestinian territory. Jonathan Kitab, a human rights lawyer on the board of Bethlehem Bible College, says the ICC deals with war crimes.
Crimes like apartheid, crimes like gross violations of human rights. In the past, these used to be dealt with on an ad hoc basis, like the Rwanda trials, the Yugoslavia trials. This became a permanent court. Many people thought this is a wonderful thing because it's a control on the excesses of governments and armies and individuals.
Palestinian Christians believe this ruling could bring more justice to the country. Pray Christians around the world would reflect the love and justice of Jesus Christ. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.